This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is hitting back after what he calls the gloomiest Democratic convention in history. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In his acceptance speech last night, Joe Biden said the president has cloaked the nation in darkness.
Too much anger, too much fear, too much division.
This morning, the president responded.
Where Joe Biden sees American darkness, I see American greatness.
They do agree on one thing. America's future is at stake November 3rd.
This will determine what America's going to look like for a long, long time.
I'm the only thing standing between the American dream and total anarchy.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal appeals court said Friday it would not step in right away to delay New York prosecutors' efforts to get U.S. President Donald Trump's tax records. That potentially leaves the U.S. Supreme Court as his most promising option to block prosecutors' subpoenas. The second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals denied Mr. Trump's request to immediately put Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus R. Vance Jr. subpoena on hold while Mr. Trump appeals to try to get it invalidated. The appeals court said it would hold a hearing on the request for a delay, but not until September 1st. After winning a lower court ruling, Vance's office had agreed not to enforce the subpoena until August 28th. The office and Mr. Trump's lawyers have not immediately commented on what the appeals court ruling might mean for the time frame. The world will soon hit the grim milestone of 800,000 deaths related to COVID-19. The United States has nearly a quarter of the deaths, with Brazil not far behind. The number of global infections quickly approaches 23 million, with the United States, Brazil, and India together having the bulk of the world's infections. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Friday that it hopes the planet will be rid of the coronavirus pandemic in less than 2 years. That's faster than it took the Spanish flu. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters from the WHO headquarters in Geneva that it should be possible to tame the novel coronavirus faster than the deadly 1918 pandemic. We get more. And a new analysis of CDC data suggests as many as 215,000 more people than might have been expected died in the United States during the first 7 months of 2020, half of them people of color. AP Washington correspondent Ben Thomas.
The analysis of government data by the Associated Press and the Marshall Project finds the number of deaths during the first 7 months of the year was as many as 215,000 above what might have been expected in a more typical year. Public health authorities have long said some coronavirus deaths, especially early on, were mistakenly attributed to other causes, and the crisis may have led indirectly to the loss of many other lives by preventing or discouraging people with other serious ailments from seeking treatment. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Gravely ill Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was let out of a hospital but to be airlifted to Germany to receive medical care after the opposition politician's allies accused the Russian authorities of trying to stop his evacuation. Navalny was delivered to Omsk Airport in an ambulance. The 44-year-old Navalny, a longtime opponent of President Vladimir Putin and a campaigner against corruption, collapsed on a plane Thursday after drinking tea that his allies believe was laced with poison. German prosecutors, I should say German doctors, flew in to evacuate Navalny at the request of his wife and other allies, and who said that they feared authorities might try to cover up clues as to how he fell ill in the first place and that the hospital treating him was badly equipped. Tropical storm Laura has formed in the Eastern Caribbean, and forecasters say it could pose a hurricane threat to the U.S. Gulf Coast. And that it's not enough, a second system also may hit the U.S. western Gulf Coast after running across Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. The National Hurricane Center on Friday forecast both to make it into the Gulf of Mexico next weekend would be an almost simultaneous threat to the entire region, but there is still lots of uncertainty. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.